Now we turn to the campaign trail itself. As we mentioned, as Ken said, President Bush spoke this morning at the Unity Conference of Minority Journalists in Washington, D.C. The president defended his administration's efforts in the war on terror.
There's some thinking here in America that says if you go on the offense against the terrorists, you're creating more terrorists. That is a woeful misunderstanding of the nature of the terrorist threat.
President Bush speaking today in Washington. The Democratic opponent John Kerry spoke to the conference yesterday, and today he's campaigning in Missouri. He's been campaigning throughout the Midwest this week, and NPR's Scott Horsley has been traveling with that effort.
To drive from Beloit, Wisconsin to Dubuque, Iowa usually takes a little over 2 hours, unless you're running for president. Then it seems to take forever. John Kerry's campaign bus crawled through southeastern Wisconsin this week, stopping wherever the road widened. Gratiot, Benton, Cuba City. These dots on the map along Highway 11 aren't big enough to host full-size campaign rallies. But everywhere a crowd gathered, Kerry would hop out, shake hands, and sometimes climb atop a Secret Service car to make a short speech.
Can y'all hear? I had no idea we're going to see so many people as we came through here just now. Some of you just told me you've been out here since 2:30 or something waiting for us to come through. Is that true? God bless you all. Well, I'll tell you what. We only have to wait 3 more months, and then we're going to change the direction of the United States of America.
In Schulzburg, Wisconsin, Nancy Garrett held a sign saying, "Give us 8 minutes, and we'll give you 8 years. 8 minutes with Kerry is about what the town of Schulzburg got, and Garrett couldn't have been happier.
I think it's wonderful. We've only had one other candidate for president stop here, and that was John F. Kennedy, and that's been a long time.
In the bigger town of Monroe, Wisconsin, population 11,000, Kerry stayed a little longer, dropping into Baumgarten's Tavern, where he tested the Limburger cheese sandwich, advertised as the best in the world, as well as the cowbells hanging over the door. This kind of one-on-one politicking is not intended just for the local audience. These images of Kerry, up close and personal, are seen on television and heard on radio by millions of voters nationwide. But even if Kerry were to sway only those who can actually smell the Limburger on his breath, it could make a difference in a state as closely divided as Wisconsin. The margin here 4 years ago was just a few thousand votes. For all the goodwill these bus trips generate, though, there can be a risk attached. Residents of Cuba City, Wisconsin, like Betty Kern, still grumble about how George Bush's campaign bus passed through town 3 months ago and didn't stop.
You know, the worst thing about that is that the school children were sitting there waiting 2 hours in the bank, and he went right by.
John Kerry's bus did stop in Cuba City, though the candidate couldn't stay long. He had miles to go on his cross-country tour, and the 600 people of Grandview, Iowa, were waiting. Scott Horsley, NPR News.